Let's talk about the three major misconceptions around meal prep. When I mention that I love teaching about meal prep, I have three things that women come to me and tell me why they just don't want to get into the meal prep process. Number one is most women believe that meal prep takes a ton of time. And here's what I want to tell you. You don't have the time during the week to spend hours and hours in the kitchen. Spending an hour, two, maybe even three on the weekend is going to save you so much time during the week. Time that you could be spent with the people you love doing the things that you actually love to do. So I want to help you simplify the rest of your week by just taking a little bit of time on the weekend or at the beginning of the week by doing meal prep. And meal prep doesn't actually have to take a ton of time. There's a reason I share three different types of meal prep. It's all about what works for you and your family, and you might want to just be meal prepping for a half an hour or an hour at the beginning of the week, and that's enough to help simplify the rest of your week. Or maybe for you, you live a really busy life, and batch cooking a bunch of meals is going to help you eat in a way that feels good and actually have meals on hand and save money throughout the week. So it's totally up to you how much time you want meal prep to take. But it doesn't need to take a ton of time. The second big misconception I hear around meal prep from women is that meal prep is boring. I don't want to eat the same thing over and over again. Of course, if eating the same thing over and over again is convenient and it works for you and your family, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But meal prep doesn't have to be boring. You can add so much variety with meal prep. What I'm going to share with you in this course are so many different ways to prep ahead to simplify your life, but still add a ton of variety, a ton of different flavors, using similar ingredients in different dishes that taste completely different. Maybe you're using a different protein. Maybe you're using different vegetables, different spices, blends, different sauces. There's so many ways to add variety. There is no one right way to meal prep, and just because you're meal prepping doesn't mean you need to eat the same things over and over again. Misconception number three is, I'm not very good in the kitchen. I don't think I can meal prep because I don't have a lot of kitchen skills. Now, I know that I am the one with the kitchen skills who's teaching you, so it seems like really easy for her to say. She went to culinary school. She knows what she's talking about when it comes to cooking in the kitchen. But friends, there's a reason I'm teaching you, because I want to teach you the very simple skills that you need to get things like meal prep done in the kitchen. You do not need a lot of fancy skills to be a really good cook. All you need to know are simple knife skills, simple seasoning skills, figure out what foods go together in a way that you love. And that's what I want to teach you in this course. I'm going to teach you different ways to simplify your meal prep by learning how to bring in the peeler or the food processor, how to chop things in a way that's a lot faster and more efficient. You don't need a lot of skills. You just need a couple skills and a couple tools that are going to help you on your way. So never fear if you haven't been to culinary school, if you're not exactly a chef, you can still meal prep in a way that's going to help simplify your life for the rest of the week. So I hope this cleared up some of the major misconceptions around meal prep and encourage you that meal prep works for everyone, no matter how many skills you have in the kitchen, no matter how boring you might think it is, or how much variety you want to have in your meal, or how much time you and your family have to devote to meal prep and devote to meals during the week. The purpose of meal prep is to simplify your life during the week so you can spend more time with the people you love doing the things that you love and still eat nourishing foods that feel good and taste really good.